Time for a local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from Cease of the Local Hero folks and Stuart Balky from Balky Farm in Northfield. It's the Easter, Passover, everything but Good Friday edition of the Local Hero Spotlight, only in as much as if you're Catholic, you can't eat meat on Good Friday. That was one of the wonderful traditions that I grew up with. It felt like such a long day.
Did you have latkes?
No, but I would sometimes go to McDonald's and get those hash browns. It's about the closest thing that I think we had growing up. But you, Stuart Balky, and this sort of spans the religious spectrum. If you do Easter or Passover, you have the sheep and the goats.
We have the sheep and the goats, yes. A good leg of lamb for the holidays. We have those available at the farm right now.
Now, Phil, you're a vegetarian, but did you grow up celebrating Passover with lamb?
Well, we always had a shank bone on the table. It was, as people know, everything in Judaism is a metaphor and they're all edible. And so on the plate, you would have the shank bone, and that was representing a number of things. One was the sacrifice that was always made in the temple. And the second thing was the whole story of Abraham and Isaac.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that comes down with the Christian tradition and the whole Last Supper is, you know, he was probably at a Passover Seder at the time, and that Jesus used himself as a metaphor as the sacrificial lamb and then going on there. But you're raising actual sheep and goats.
We are actually raising, the sheep and goats. Right now, our numbers are about 200 head. Mm-hmm. We are trying to expand, actually. We found that the buy local market has really taken off for us. We are presenting a good quality product to the customers, and they're enjoying it, and they're really giving us plenty of business and plenty of need for us to get a little bit bigger than we are now.
Now, even lamb, some Americans are not used to eating lamb, but goat is even further down the spectrum of things that Americans would be comfortable eating. But that is changing, Steve Balky?
Yes, it is. It's changing a lot. More and more people are realizing that goat is the number one meat in the world. Goats can be raised anywhere, mountaintops, desert, you name it. It can grow there and do well. It's a great meat. It's, what do you think? Pretty tasty?
This smells amazing.
I'm eating it right now, and Phil, who's a vegetarian, even thinks it smells amazing.
It's not your aftershave, is it?
Yeah, no. It just depends on how you prepare any meat, really, frankly. But, I mean, it's very similar to lamb, and it's very similar to beef. So I will say my first exposure, though, to goat was in India. And it was mutton, and it was prepared so badly. And then I don't know if it made me sick or if I just happened to get sick because I was in India or whatever. But I couldn't think about eating goat for more than a decade without getting nauseated. But now I've grown to quite like it, and it's delicious.
So what kind of dish? Yeah.
Prepared?
Well, that is a Jamaican goat curry on rice. Hey, I raise them. My wife cooks them.
And I will also say, with the new minor league ball team coming to Hartford, the Yard Goats.
The Yard Goats, yeah.
Your sales are going to skyrocket. That's like the most exciting sporting news I've heard in a long time, that there's going to be a team called the Yard Goats, even though that's really a rail yard metaphor, but, you know.
But, hey, everybody knows that you can raise your own goats in your backyard, yeah, like they're doing with their chickens.
Use them as a lawnmower, milk them. Are the milking goats different than the eating goats in the same way it works in the dairy versus beef world?
It works the same way as in the dairy and beef world. It depends on how you want to use the animal. We are not set up for a dairy. My dad was in charge, and he said he joined the army to get away from milking.
So was your dad in charge of this farm, Balky Farm? Are you
a
generational farmer?
We are three generations now. My dad started off as a 4-H project for us kids, and it grew up and took off.
The goat and sheep aspect
of it? Well, actually, it was just mainly sheep. The goat came in later as people knew my dad had this large flock of sheep, and they needed a place for their goats to go, and it was more of a rescue thing. My dad was mainly raise the animals, sell them at auction right for Easter. We've actually now presenting everything from the sheepskins, the yarn, the fibers. Now we're presenting the meats.
You can find Steve, who I see regularly at the Greenfield Farmers Market, which you were just mercifully a month away
Bring it on, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's unfortunate that the Bible talks about separating the sheep and the goats, because it makes it seem like the sheep are better and the goats are worse.
Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell.
But I'm going to advocate right now to say, like, goats are as good as sheep.
They
at
are.
Least in regards to whether or not I'm going to spit them out of my mouth. Stuart Balky from Balky Farm in Northfield and Phil Corman from Cease, the local hero, folks, going through the cavalcade of religious holidays this weekend with sheep and goats. You can get some sheep or some goats at Balky Farm for Easter. It's still a little bit of time. Find out more at buylocalfood.org.